The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
All right, we ain't gonna even give Nikki no shine right now. Let me just stop that, yes? All right, so New York Chi-Set Internet family, man, we have in the house, in the building, we got some guests in the building, dudes, man.
What are we saying here?
Big things happening.
Man.
2012. We got Scholar Rich in the building. Now, anytime you want to talk, boy, I say quaff.
All right. How we do it.
So, we got Scholar Rich in the building. Let's get into this. We have Money Meech.
It's good. How you feeling?
We have the Songbird.
Yes. How are you?
And we also have Mels. And then I know there's somebody else on the way who's going to come through, right? I believe the Commander in Chief or something like that.
Yes.
So let's get into this. Scholar Rich Records. Let me make sure I'm hearing y'all up there. Let me hear y'all. All right. Good. Scholar Rich Records. Doing a lot of different things, different showcases, making a buzz in the Brooklyn, New York area right now.
Definitely.
We're going to play some of your tracks later on in the show, I should say. Let's see. First things first, how did you guys come together? Let's get in. Let's let the people know the history of Scholar Rich.
Basically,
let them know who's speaking right now.
Well, man. First of all, you already know. It's Money Meech in the house. Basically, Scholar Rich is a family-orientated music group, you know. Me and the CEO are actually related. One of the other artists are actually related. And although we're all not actually related, we're still a family, you know.
True, indeed.
And it's just basically trying to show the world that being smart is the new sexy. That's the new gangster, you know.
Definitely.
Wow.
Pretty much.
I wasn't expecting that answer.
That's why we got you here. The name, Scholar Rich. Well, they make it rich. Just make sure they have a little check for me on the side here.
Don't forget it.
You're done, brother.
All right. So we have a. You know, we're gonna save the Songbird for last.
Okay,
all right.
No,
when anybody come with the name Songbird, you know, understand?
That's pretty serious.
Yeah, that's pretty serious. Somebody might have to do a little a cappella or something.
No problem.
It's all good. So Meech, you're a young artist.
Yes.
So what are some of your influences? I mean. Let's know. I'm not even talking about hip hop. I'm talking about just musically. I want to know what inspires you. What has been your influences throughout your musical journey, right as of today?
I mean, honestly, it's a habit. I can't control it. You know, it's like I hear certain music, I hear someone else's song, and it's immediately. Although I'm hearing their voice, it's like I'm hearing mine. It's something I can't explain. I really wish I could, but. And then I guess the things I've been through, trials and tribulations, ups and downs. You know, having an ill mom. You know, family issues, just a lot of life itself is my inspiration. Let me put it that way. Sum it all up, life is my inspiration. And my newborn son, DJ. Okay.
Congratulations. You
know? Congrats, man. Congrats. Definitely.
Appreciate it.
Dudes, you got any questions, man? Don't stay quiet over
there. I'm still shocked, man. This dude said it's a habit. I've heard so many interviews, man. I've heard so many interviews, so many different people, and no one ever says it's a habit. And that's real talk from a musician right there. Not an artist, not a rapper, but from a musician. That's a habit. I'm a little speechless. I'm a little speechless and get caught off guard, man. That's dropping knowledge on people. People walking
it's cool,
in.
It's cool.
Look that's at what... this man all late. Got late people coming in the interview.
That's
VO. I get a little
VO
worked
enough.
Up.
Yeah, he don't got no control on his mouth.
Yeah, I get a little worked up. Nah.
It's good. So
up to the people. You got we're really feeling your answers right now. If you got him speechless, that's kind of tough. What do you do beside with Scholar Rich right now? So you guys got the music going, but I also know that you guys have a foundation.
Yes.
Right, there's a clothing line.
Yes.
And some sports entertainment kind of thing.
Well, pretty much is,
let the people know, before we're going to get into the music, but I just want them to know that you guys are just more than music. You know what I mean?
You want to dig into the origin.
Right, I want them to understand the foundation of where you guys are really coming from and what's so unique about you guys than everybody else is just coming out in this music game.
Well, the difference between us and them, honestly, we actually care about our future. And we all know the future's in the children, the teenagers,
that's
the ones
right.
growing up now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, pretty much, it's like we all just want to be successful but positive about it. You know, it's like the Scholar Rich Foundation, that's basically with the fundraisers, the after-school programs, keeping the students involved, the sports. We're trying to make education as fun and as intriguing as possible. And in the same breath, keep them motivated by, like, look, listen to their music. And we're enacting what we're saying.
Right.
Basically,
so, As you're saying that you with the kids, right?
Yeah.
This foundation, how, if anybody's listening right now, how can they get in contact? And are there any particular schools that you guys are in right now where some parents who sons or daughters may not know that the opportunity is right there? I know. Would you like me to? I know they got the commander in chief coming. I might want to hold some questions after the commander in chief.
There's a couple of those answers I might not be able to.
PR
answer.
Yeah, yeah, PR person can step in. Say, wait a minute, no answers. I'm just messing with y'all,
dudes, man. Dudes,
how long have y'all been doing this? How long has Scholar Rich been Scholar Rich?
Scholar Rich has been Scholar Rich for about 4 years, but it's been stupid and full throttle for about, I'd say, a year and a half now. Like, we've been really making some noise within this last year and a half.
Okay, because I heard a couple of tracks. You know, Simp had to play a couple of tracks for me last week, and I heard them. It's not all talk. There's actual tracks behind it that we're gonna get to.
Okay.
So what do y'all do? Where y'all from?
Well, me, I'm born and raised in Brooklyn, Bed-Stuy.
All right, you already got my vote, Songbird.
I was also born in Brooklyn, but I have to say I'm a Long Island girl. I was raised in Westbury.
There you go. Keep it real.
There we go. So
quiet, man. Background. Talking. All right. He's from the style. He's from the style. So y'all come together.
They transform like Voltron.
And doing it big, man. Yeah. Like on some old, you know, we can be moguls from the start. So you got a clothing line.
Yeah.
You do music.
Mm-hmm.
What is it like? What's the hustle like? Like, you know, a week in the life of a member and scholar.
Yo, they being too shy, you know. They just came off of a showcase, and I heard they had a lot of people knocking on the door. I'm waiting for them to start talking, man.
We invited you all up right? here.
Y'all know, playing too shy. This is the radio.
To be real, a week in the life of just the Scholar Rich family, I'd say it's progression, strenuous, and strategic, basically. Like, because we complete and get so much done within 3 or 4 days. It's like that week was more like a month to us. You know what I mean?
All right.
And it's like grind, studio here, showcase here, maybe a radio station here, maybe a listen ups here, see some beats here. Let's go see some children over here. Let's give back, give some of these t-shirts here. Let's go spread the word here. Let them know about our next venue, our next show, it's just constant movement.
Y'all are treating it like it's all the same, you know, because in certain situations, it'll be like the music is the forefront and then the business is the side aspect. Let's sell like Scholar Rich t-shirts. But y'all are just, it's one big conglomerate that's just, this is what we are. We do business, we do motivation for the kids, and we drop the music.
Definite.
Young man, he came and he sat down, so I want to know who this is.
Well, that's the commander in chief right there, man.
All right,
so you know, but you know what we're gonna do? Let's get into Meech's track, Follow Me, man. Let's do that. Let's premiere this one for the people right here.
Follow Me.
And then we're gonna, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna bring in the rest of the team right here, man. So this is how we do it. New York Tri-State Internet family. This is why we rise and grind on a Saturday. It's the Get Up right here, 97.9 HD2. Let's do it.
Hey, smell that? It's brand spanking new. New music. New music. Yeah. New music. 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 Music.
Now follow me.
New music.
Now follow me. Big booty, huh? Now follow me.
I said, all of y'all that be feeling yourself, go and get a drink. Hit a couple L's. Fellas make a move. Ladies make it mel. Yes. No wonder I'm feeling myself. Said, Meech keep knocking in the streets. Keep watching. So the club gon' do what I say. I said, shorty keep frontin' like I don't keep. Hunnids tell a way to bring my other rosé. Now follow me. Now who's going out tonight? I'm like, who's going out tonight? I wanna know. And not that it's any of my business. I'm just trying to make sure you wanna list, miss. Hey, check that girl body out, twig pic. Ass so fat it got bodies hitless. Now baby, get this. I know the club owner, swag full of life. Call me blood donor. True religion's looking so good on her. Girl got the whole damn hood on her. Red bottoms looking like Suge on her. She got the whole west side feeling good for her. I'm talking death row, let's go. She bought the Panamera, so fuck a Metro. She say, Meechie, how you do that there? I said, I'm not Young Bird, all I got is one word. I said, all of y'all that be feeling yourself, go and get a drink, hit a couple L's. Fellas make a move, ladies make it mel. Yes, no wonder I'm feeling myself. Said, Meech keep knocking in the streets, keep watching, so the club gon' do what I say. I said, shorty keep frontin' like I don't keep. Hunnids tell a way to bring my other rosé. Now follow me, follow me,
follow me, follow me, follow me. I said, all of y'all that be feeling yourself, go and get a drink, hit a couple L's. Now who's coming home with me? I'm like, who's coming home with me? Like Trey Songz. Party popping all night long, and everybody rocking to the song. So who's coming home with me? Chicken, who's coming home with me? I think you. Then again, nigga, thank you.
Matter of fact, all right, you're right. So, New York Tri-State Internet family, that's how we doing it. We got Scholar Rich in the building. So, we got the commander in chief has entered the building, man. Please introduce yourself, sir. What's good?
What's going on? This is Moose.
Moose, man. So, we had asked Meech and the Songbird some questions here. We was asking about the foundation. How could, you know, we hear that you guys have the music, the record company, the foundation, the sports management, and also a clothing line.
Yeah.
So we were asking for, Meech was touching upon a little about how, you know, reach out to the youth, etc. So we were wondering, so how could parents get in contact with you about your foundation, and what schools are you guys already in? So, you know, some parents may look out for. Their kid could be in that school right now and not even know that your foundation is currently running.
Well, we have a partnership with Groundwork Incorporated, which is a huge nonprofit in New York City. Mm-hmm. That's actually why I was late. During the week, we meet with the students and help them with their homework twice a week, and they allowed to write music, basically Lyrical Cafe. So, and on Saturdays, they have a studio session. So that's why I was running late, because students came to the studio. There's actually a student out there who wanted to come by and just, you know, see what the radio station was all about.
Okay, cool.
So, you know, if anybody was interested, just email scholarrichfoundation@gmail.com. But you can catch all our endeavors at scholarrichent.com.
All right. Just spell the scholar for them, man. It might be...
True.
You left the student in the waiting room?
Oh, yeah.
Left the student in the waiting room?
Oh, come on, man.
Student, if you hear me in the waiting room, you're allowed to come back here. We love the kids, too, man. Come on.
Y'all can get it. But it's scholarrichent.com, scholarrichent.com. So you can catch all our endeavors there. The basketball, we're trying to develop the youth basketball. We had an adult basketball league in the summertime. The clothing line is something separate, but it's lifestyleclothing.com.
Okay.
And the record label, of course, we are the record label, so we're here.
All right. So, Dubes, man, you got anything you want to ask?
First off, I know a lot of people probably shocked when we played that last track. Because usually when people come in talking all positive, then they come... And they drop like a rapper's track, and it's like, you know, stay in school. Kids are cool, you know. I know they weren't expecting that, man. So New York City, worldwide, pay attention, man. Scholars is they're doing it from the start. You know,
that's the purpose of it. We it's a brand to make education seem a little bit more attractive. So, you know, everybody's a product of their environment. The only thing we're doing is giving back to make sure that everybody has an opportunity to succeed. That's all. We're not going to bore people with, you know, go to school, be cool, because then it's not attractive.
True, indeed. You know?
I hear that, man. And not only giving back, but giving back from the start. Yeah. When a lot of people wait until they blow up, and then they say, I was doing this on the side or whatever.
That's exactly
y'all out
what
there
it
doing
is.
It now. So, you know, major props to you. So, next question, man. I'm looking at y'all, and y'all make me feel really, really old.
I had to wear the hat to cover
really
the grays.
Cover the grays. Y'all make me feel really old. So, like, if we could just go around the camp and just hear the ages, you know, see y'all speaking, let the youth know, you know, this is basically coming from their peers. What's y'all ages?
Meech, what's your age, man?
Man, I'm 22.
Okay.
I won't be 23 until later on this shit.
Just Songbird, rub it in, why don't you?
I am 19 years old.
19?
Yes.
My man right here. Let them know.
19.
Yeah, you gotta tell them your name.
Tell them who you are.
Stop being successful, man. I'm 19. I be 20 June 25th.
There we go. And
it's VO Ball Rich. But I'm 22, November 8th, 1989. Check the calculation.
Social security number is 857.
Wow, Sid, you wanna drop your birthday on him?
And I am I'm the age with gray hairs. All right, so you know what? Time is definitely the essence, so let's focus our attention a little on the Songbird. Let's give us some light.
Okay.
So we heard, you know, the next track that we're going to premiere out here is featured with you, right?
Yes, it is.
But I heard through the grapevine, through a reliable source, that you got a hell of a voice. How long have you been singing? And, you know, what are some of your musical influences?
I picked up my first microphone when I was 7 years old.
Uh-huh.
Started off with gospel in the church.
Okay.
Of course, with gospel, my inspirations are Mary Mary. They're two beautiful ladies. Their voices just carry so much grace and elegance. I really look up to them. Unfortunately, one of my idols passed away yesterday at a James. Fire, I really love her. I'm into R&B and soul, the blues. I love the richness of her voice. But my family has really kept me oriented and grounded in gospel music, R&B, so they've helped me pursue music.
Okay, so how did you meet up with these guys here?
I actually met up with them through a friend. Went to school with her in high school, and she's actually Kamal's cousin.
Okay.
They put out there they were looking for a singer, and she graciously connected us both, and it just took off from them.
All right, that's what's up.
Let's just call it faith.
That's it right there. So you know what? I feel like with a setup like that, man, we might as well get into this next track, Dreams, right here.
March with us.
So you wanna premiere it for the people, Meech, and let them know what's good?
Hey, what it do, world? 97.9. You already know it's the Kid Money Meech featuring my beautiful sister Songbirds called Marching Dreams. Yeah.
Oh yeah, this is another Simplistic exclusive.
There's a dream that I'm looking to find. There's a dream that I hold my eye. There's a dream that I'm working for. March with me to see what's in store. There's a dream that I'm looking to find. There's a dream that I call my eye. It's a dream that
step one, now it's back to the block, back to the block. Step two, baby, pass me the rock, cause I score. And yes, I'm so appalled, but dressed in nudie jeans. Success, I view the scene. Unless you intervene, then that's an interception going back. Cause y'all gon' think that I'm a rapper that done gone mad. So long as that, even though we rest in peace, should've been here to rescue me. Would've been here to see my dreams, could've been here to see his grandson. Doubted if I could hear his son. Damn it, son, never thought your pops would be that man. Son, but I'm good cause I'm high. And I could, so I cry. And I should, so I try to be that better man. I slowed it down and started thinking, what would people want to hear? And well, I'm here. I always play fair, cause whenever you play foul, your day foul. And karma made the way now. And A-King held it down on them crazy nights. She gave the kid a place to sleep and she made me right. My nigga Murder always told me, get your mind right, cause you don't wanna be the one that's left in the blind side, right?
There's a dream that I'm looking to find. There's a dream that I hold my eye. There's a dream that I'm working for.
Dupes, wow. I'm blown away. I'm blown away by the artists. I'm you know, both artists.
This is serious music. There's a lot of energy. What y'all can't see behind the scenes is that there's a lot of energy coming out of this camp right now.
But oh, man. They're going to see it. They're going to check the. I'm sure Scott Rich is going to put this on YouTube right here.
They're going to definitely
see what's good.
All right.
So, Songbird, man. Yeah. Meech, you like the lyrics. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I want to ask her voice.
What you got to do?
Your influences, because mm-hmm. you sound a little Chrisette Michelle-ish. Mixed in with a little Jill, mixed. There's a lot of mixed in with things inside there.
Mm-hmm. You definitely hit it correctly. Yeah. I love Chrisette Michelle. Mm. Her voice is rich and it's pure and it's so unique. So I do try to keep her in mind when I sing. Jill Scott as well. I really think I'm just a mixed breed of different artists, old school and new.
Okay.
So I definitely want to continue and develop my voice and me as an artist, so I have my own sound. And then you can still, you know, catch a feel of other genres and artists as well.
True indeed. Dubes, you had a lot of questions you was asking behind the scenes, man.
Now, what I'm asking is, where can we come see y'all live? When can we buy tickets? Where can we buy an album? What do I have to
manager
do?
Manager got to get in that manager, you know, real quick.
Well, every first and last Thursday, we're at Voodoo Lounge. They have a showcase there, so we're all at Voodoo Lounge. Songbird has a showcase next Saturday at Sugar Hill on DeKalb in Brooklyn. Meech will be at SOB's the second week in February. What else? Oh, his mixtape is coming out in February. IDGAF.
These cuts right here on the mixtape?
Yep. IDGAF. I did G's a favor. So that's the mixtape coming out. But look around for us. Like I said, scholarshent.com. That's where you find out all the information, wherever you want to catch us or listen to our music.
And you know, you can take that same Scholar Rich, I'm sure, put YouTube, everything behind it. You can find it too. Just Google it. Wow. definitely a good interview. We got to bring this one to a close. Before we get out of here, Dubs, you know I always got
to I want to introduce...
we got somebody else you want to introduce you for?
Vaughn Rich and Successful Mills. Those are two other artists.
He's been quiet, man. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. He's shy. You know?
Yeah, so
we say that next...
He only talks on the mic.
He only talks on the mic. Let's go, man. Go ahead, let me hear. What's good? What's going on,
chilling,
man?
Chilling, man.
So you look like one of the young gunners from the camp right
now. Yeah, you already.
So what would you say, you know, next time you come through, you got to bring some music for the people.
Yeah, you're ready, man. You're ready.
So what's some of your musical influences, man? Who inspires you to do what you do, man?
Truthfully, I listen to a lot of Drake, Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? A lot of different artists. I don't listen to a lot of, you know what I'm saying, hood artists. Only hood artists I probably listen to is Meek. But I listen to a lot of like Frank Ocean. I listen to Kirk O'Bangs.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. So, I'm sorry, time is just running down right now.
Yeah,
and,
I know Moose is talking up the mic and all. Yeah.
It's all good. It's all good. But before we get out of here, I got to ask the Songbird to give me a little something. I mean, just a little tease of the voice, now, man. Just a little tease of the voice. And then after I do that, you know what? We might let Meech just kick a little small freestyle. Got to keep it clean. Fella can't afford to get charged. All right?
No problem.
All right. So, you know, I got this little high-powered track in the back. We're going to drop that, and we're going to let you just do your thing right now. Okay. All right, let's go. Let's get the people a little something. Songbird, take one.
Don't you remember you told me you loved me, baby? You say you'll be coming back this way again. Oh, baby. Baby, 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 baby. Mm-hmm. I love you. I really do.
Oh, you shouldn't say that to me, girl. What do you mean, girl? You're making me blush on air now. Oh, man. She sung to me.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, man. So, you know what? I ain't want to let the people get everything. You know what I'm saying? Tell them where they can get some of your music, too, man. You got any.
Yes.
Any outlets where they can get your music?
If you guys have Twitter, you can follow me on Twitter. It's Islema_SB, ISLEEMA, mm-hmm. _SB. You can check out my Facebook music page, facebook.com/ISLEEMA, Songbird. Mm-hmm. And you can also YouTube me and look at my videos, the weekly videos, IAMSONGBIRD and the number one.
Sounds good, Meech. Last but not least, man, you hear what's
up,
in the background.
What's up, man?
I know you hear what's playing in the back, man. Don't act like you don't hear what's in the background, man.
Yeah, that's food for thought.
Oh, so let's go. Let's go. Time is of the essence. Come on, Meech.
Yo, I said lyrical disaster masters with his masters past this ashtray as I ash out these ashes. No kutcher, I butcher. I'm too deep like a bugger. I'm too cheap like a hooker. But try to play me, I hook ya. Brooklawn is where I reside. So despise my inner ties while my eyes just lie on her inner thighs. I'm energized, lyrical motivator. Capturing every moment the hated, debated, related my name to an enterprise. Genocide is so suicidal. Got me popping them Vicodins and now I'm walking on moon, so call me Michael. Paper plane steaming, so I'm leaning like the Eiffel Towers. I remember the twins from the beginning when Shorty said, don't, but Duke still commit a sin.
Hold on. Hey. We're gonna start right there. Too much.
This is Skylar Rich.
Right there.
First
too
radio
much.
Interview. Too much.
Let's
first
stop right
radio
there.
Interview
too much, too
on
much.
The get up.
I feel I'm getting comfortable
if
right now.
Y'all
you know
get
what I'm
rich.
It's too much.
And y'all
right
forget
now.
Us? I swear.
Hey,
oh,
you wanna know something beautiful? My home is literally on the opposite side.
There you go. Oh, man, this is Brooklyn right here, man.
Exactly.
And that's how we doing it, man. Skylar Rich, thank you guys for coming out, especially in this crazy weather, to come and let the Tri-State area hear your voices, hear what y'all are doing, man. It's greatly appreciated. And like I said, I know I got a direct communication to you guys, you know, link, so I will definitely be playing your music, pushing it right here.
Definitely.
And we're going to keep it. We're gonna
when y'all
keep
get big, just come back and give the little man a little interview. You know, a little
that's
side
the
hustle interview.
You know how many times you tell Astro that?
Yeah.
When you make it big.
Until Astro can't get Astro back in here now. You know what I mean? So, yo. Real talk. That's some good stuff right there. Positive vibes from a young camp. Knows what they talking about. Got their head on right. Not following that you know, the gun talk and the gang talk and all that other stuff.
The Get Up. Get Up with Simplistic, Dubious One, and Toddy.